Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Sleeping like a lollipop.
Says he's so sweet, make you want to lick the wrapper.
Can you turn me up? Are we up? Turn it up. There we go.
You got so mad about those Lil Wayne lyrics the other day. He's like, Orville Redenbacher.
No, remember that? I'm not saying, I've never ever said that they're bad lyrics. I've never ever said that Lil Wayne is a bad rapper.
You said it was super easy for him to become famous when he became famous because he could just rhyme anything he wanted. And then he took up all of the words. And that's how he became the greatest.
Is this how we're going to start this episode off? You're going to put words in my mouth. You're not going to let me
speak. Are we started?
Myself. We're started.
Oh.
Do you want to hear my actual argument about this?
Sure.
My only argument is that musicians that wrote songs before other musicians, they have it proportionally easier as far back as they go. So the first person to ever write a song had it extremely easy. The most recent person to write a song has had it the most hard. So yeah, Lil Wayne being 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it's easier than it was now.
All right, what's your take, Cam?
I think that's a lazy take.
Damn.
15 years in the grand scheme of music. Are you really saying he's not because he did it 15 years ago?
I'm saying that.
Are you? Are you saying, I'm that? Saying that? Great question.
If you didn't hear a Lil Wayne song, let's say you have heard all but one Lil Wayne song, okay?
Okay.
And then I wrote, performed, and showed you that song, you'd be like, this is corny as fuck.
You think he's corny?
It's corny in the context of cultural now.
Cultural now.
Cultural now. It's corny that way. But then to find out that it was like, oh, that's actually an entire Lil Wayne song, you'd be like, actually, that was pretty good.
So you're saying you change your mind just based on the context of knowing who created it. So you're like, wow, Kendrick dropped this, so it must be good if Kendrick did it. Or Lil Wayne dropped this, so it must be good if...
No, I'm not. I'm saying that in the time when they make it, the rules are different. So the fact that the rules have changed for me to write a rap song, which I'm not going to do, but...
You have before. You are right, a SoundCloud rapper.
I'm not gonna ever going to do it ever again. But the rules have changed once again to where what they popularized the style, they came up with that, and now I just know that to be true. Otis just knocked over that.
Just let him be.
Go on the couch, buddy.
No, you... I will clean up whatever you do. I want you to know
it's
that.
Funny.
Oh, and then I almost kicked him in the head.
It's funny because we just mounted this... light on the ceiling.
You okay?
And can we did it
actually
make...
No, this goes into something perfect. You stress me out, Cameron. You stress me out. Y'all stress me out so bad. I love this, but I want you to know, for those of you who can't see the light overhead, because why could you see it? It is held in place by a screwdriver into the ceiling.
Wrong. It's actually held in place by a securing rod with a handle.
That happens to have a name brand that also makes...
That I also sell screwdrivers, yeah. And it's identical and you couldn't tell them apart.
Right, and you bought it with packaging that said screwdriver.
But the important thing is that it's a securing rod with a handle.
Perfect. You stressed me out.
So basically, we had this metal bracket hanging from the ceiling already, and I just drilled a hole in the side of it, put our light with that has a hole in it, and then put a screwdriver through both holes, and it's a securing rod.
This is the same man who yesterday changed light bulbs and didn't turn off the lights to do it. He said, how will I know if it turns on?
Exactly. If I understand if you're doing like security cameras.
I've watched you get micro electrocuted while...
I've gotten macro electrocuted. When I did the security cameras, I got absolutely...
Yeah, you did.
Obliterated.
He said, nye-nye.
And I couldn't let go for like...
He was
two
locked
whole
in.
Mississippi's, yeah.
Oh, that gives me.
If you're doing something crazy like that, yeah, maybe turn the power off. If it's a light bulb, grow up.
And he wanted to change one that you had to get on a ladder, and he's like, I got it. He wanted to get on the ladder by himself and change it himself with the lights and all the electricity on. And I was like, shouldn't you get, which it's my fault. I'm not good at telling him probably as good as I should be about being like, I want you to do this. So the way I deliver it is, don't you think it would be a good idea to get Cameron involved as like a safety partner?
Yeah.
And Scott goes, nope.
You do that. Like, you're right. I should listen to you. I should listen to you more about your advice and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You say, instead of being like, you have to get on the ladder and get your brother to help you, instead of saying that, you go, I wonder if it would be a better idea to get on the ladder. And I go, yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? So then, like, I, like, accidentally disobey you. You know what I mean?
You're not disobeying me. The thing is, life's about choices.
Damn.
You know? And I just want you to choose the right one.
Yeah.
But I'm still giving you a choice. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you stress me out. Cameron, you stress me out. And I think we are going to go into a quick segment.
Do you want to welcome everyone in first?
Oh, hey. Welcome in to...
We got off hot on this episode. I have a good feeling about this one. Do you have a good feeling about this one?
I have a good feeling. Right, I have such a good feeling.
Welcome back, everyone. This is See You Later. That's Allie. I'm Scott.
Hey.
If this is your first time watching, please, please, please keep watching. Please.
Please, please, please. Please
keep watching.
You think that worked?
Hey, if it worked, comment if it worked.
We can track analytics. So if you just left after us pleading.
Is your IP 186.24?
Hey, real quick. Did mom ever text you what she was supposed to text you?
No, because that episode just came out. So I'll give her another. I'll give her another thing. But what happened was she was the episode previous to last. So 15. This is 17. She remembered something from it and wanted to show it to somebody. So then she asked me to, like, send her, like, a timestamp and, like,
re-clarify.
So she did watch the episode previous to last, at least the first half of it.
Yay.
So I think she's a casual viewer, official diagnosis.
If she, yeah, that's, she can be the president of the fan club.
Yeah.
I love that. That so makes
mom,
me happy.
If you don't know what we're talking about, watch the entirety of last episode. And then you'll know what we're talking about.
How are you going to call her out like that? She probably totally knows what you're talking about.
Maybe I'm just saying.
Supports you.
I know. I'm sure
you stress me out.
I am sure she does. All right. You want to get into your segment?
These are things that stress me out that haven't necessarily happened recently. But going into the new year, I want you to know this is not something I want to happen because these things stress me out.
This is a beautiful PowerPoint.
Thank you so much.
Or Canva or whatever.
I mean, all it is a white background, black text, and I just happened to make a duotone photo.
Okay.
You're impressed easily. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. If you showed this to someone in 1980, they would shit themselves.
If Lil Wayne saw this,
he'd be like, never mind.
Oh, hell no.
What does he sound like? That was my Lil Wayne.
What the fuck was that?
He was thinking of like, Lil Wayne.
That was Lil Wayne? Yes. Do it again. Do it again right now.
He was like a sharp.
Do it again.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think you know.
I don't think you've
ever. Wayne is.
I don't either. You're done.
She let me like a lolly.
Oh,
what does Lil Wayne sound like? That's he has like the nasally thing.
I want.
It's very dry. He's like,
yeah. I think mine was a little, like, I think mine's a little too wet.
I'm only gonna think of that voice when I think of Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne
she
from now on.
Like a lollipop.
Okay, so
that's pretty good. All right.
So, oh my god, if you're listening to this just on audio, you're fortunate because I had to watch his face transform as he did that.
I went duotone.
Why did your eyes cross?
Callback. All right. Sorry to throw off your segment.
Did you just
make
me high five him for his callback?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Things that stress you out.
Perfect. Ready? Go. Mariachi bands at Mexican restaurants. This is
Ali racist confirmed?
How was that? No. I'm saying they always come over to you right as you're not expecting it. And it's very, like, abrupt when they begin. It's beautiful music. I just don't like, individually being played music.
How many times has this happened to you?
In my life?
Yeah.
More than 10, less than 20.
I have never had a mariachi band play for me.
Really?
Really. What kind of restaurants are you going to?
Mexican ones?
No, I kind of thought that it was like mariachi bands only happened in the movies. I thought like we had a Mexican restaurant in our hometown that was adjacent to a Winn-Dixie. Like no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and your brother worked at it. It wasn't a real Mexican
That's
restaurant.
What I mean. So like what is a real Mexican restaurant?
Where there's going to be.
Okay. I've just never seen one. I'm excited.
You've never seen a Mexican person?
No. I mean, yes. I've never seen a restaurant that I could identify as one that is Mexican enough to have a mariachi band. I've been to like big corporate Mexican restaurants.
That's not real.
That's what I mean. Is like I've been to the
What's
shitty
a big corporate Mexican restaurant. Like Chili's?
No. Hey, that's not Mexican.
Tex-Mex means Texican Mexican. I mean Texas Mexican.
You're right. I guess. I'm sorry about that. But what's the one on Newberry?
Peppers?
Next to the comic book store. Carretas? Las Carretas?
Do you just want to keep drilling your R to show people that
That's the first time I did it. We're coming off hot here. All right, let's simmer it down, all right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a big
I just feel
Mexican
like
restaurant.
The whole point of me telling you this is I feel like you would get me in a situation where you would want this to happen and like, I thought everybody knew how to find a mariachi band. What do you mean? It's just like Tuesday at a Mexican restaurant. And it's
I'll tell you the first thing that I'm doing after we get on this podcast.
What?
Hiring one and bringing them here.
Why?
I don't want to see what you do.
It's very similar to like when somebody, like if it's your birthday at a restaurant and then they sing to you.
Yeah.
It's like that, but like, it's like a cacophony of like.
Great word.
Thank you.
Spell cacophony.
C-A-C-O-phony. I don't know.
Well.
Hey, Cam, go ahead and look that up while I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, okay.
My
Keep
life.
Going ahead. Yeah, I understand it's embarrassing.
It's,
like,
it's just like, it's like too, like, I am doing this for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, oh, you really don't have to. Because then it's confusion at the end of the meal. It's like,
do you tip them?
Do they get a part of the tip? Like, are they a part of the restaurant? Do you tip them separately?
I have to imagine they're paid pretty well.
Really?
I feel like, yeah.
And I always felt like, I don't know, when I lived in Auburn, Opelika area of Alabama, I felt like it was like the same mariachi troupe. I know there's a better word for that. Cam, I want to know what it is.
A band.
Band?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wrote it.
I'm trying to be, I don't know, like, I feel like they would all, so it'd be like, Monday night margaritas here, Tuesday tacos there, and
oh,
it'd be
so
like
they were
the
touring
same
restaurants.
They were on tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should there be a rule or something? Should there be like a tap out button? Like,
and that's the thing is like, how do you tell someone like, oh, I'm enjoying your cultural cuisine and I love this atmosphere, but it crosses the line with the music, and there's no way to say like, don't play for me.
And I
it's just like a lot.
I think
when it starts up, when
is,
you're just eating.
Yeah, no, totally. I think the compromise is put them in on a stage in the restaurant.
That would kill.
Yeah.
I would watch
beautiful
I would
music,
watch that.
But like, don't come up to the table. Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Cool. Glad I learned this about you.
So you're going to never create a situation where this happens intentionally. If it happens unintentionally, that's life. Next.
Yep, I will not do that.
Hey, do you want to skip this? What?
This one's hilarious.
Drug tests, even though I don't do drugs, because what if they mix up my pee cup with someone else's cup who does drugs?
I have this fear too. Yeah. I got a drug test recently and I couldn't pee enough. Like I was trying to squeeze some out and it was like only half, and I was in the bathroom for a really long time and I was like, fuck, what if she thinks I'm hiding something? And I come out and I was like, sorry, I couldn't get enough. She was like, it's fine. I was like, I took a really long time. I just don't want you to think I was.
Did you just address it?
Yes.
Why would you address
because
it?
Because a criminal wouldn't address it. You know what I mean?
That's exactly
yeah.
what
That's
you
exactly. So yeah, I have this exact same thing.
I had something similar happen before where I had to pee in a cup. And then they said, hey, if they, you know, find anything in your pee, like, especially this happens with prescription drugs, you just have to like send in a prescription and then like justify why it's in your pee.
Yeah.
Right. And I knew I was on a medication that I'd need to justify in my pee. And then I ended up calling the testing center because I was like, hey, nobody asked. And they were like, nope, your P's all good. And I was like, oh no, somebody out there is having to explain your something.
Yeah. The heroin that showed up in your shit.
Who gets prescription heroin?
What is this, a comedy podcast? We're doing jokes. All right. I actually really like this one. I like the everything about this. Because I fully really, I have no questions about this because I fully get it.
Okay.
You know?
So I hope this doesn't happen next year. What else?
Wait, hold on. You said, I hope this doesn't happen next year. Is this like a anti?
This is just like things that stress me out. And I want you guys to be aware of it because you guys act like you don't know the things that stress me out. And so then you both stress me out.
Okay. I'm ready now.
This is just one, something I personally want to get over. Hearing myself talk, I'm going through it right now. And becoming overly aware about the amount of time that I'm taking to communicate. And then realizing how bored the person probably is having to listen to me. What?
Where do you think this comes from?
Are you guys actually bored when I... Because sometimes I'll be in the middle of like telling you something about something I'm interested in. He yawns a lot. Cameron will just go, dumb.
Here's the thing is bored... I know exactly... I hate that I know exactly what you're talking about. You know?
Do you experience this? Does everybody experience this?
Bored? No.
Oh.
I'm experiencing it... For you. Like, oh, I'm the other guy.
Because you are so bored while I'm talking that you're like, she must realize that I'm...
No, but bored isn't the right word.
Yeah.
It's like... How do I put this?
Go on.
It's like... it's like I know what you're about to say, and you keep stretching and adding examples to the thing that I already know what you're saying. And it only bothers me when we're in like an actual like heated like discussion.
Is it like the performers in New Orleans who are like, we're gonna get started here in about 10 seconds?
Pretty much, it's like that. Except if they were blocking traffic and your pregnant wife is in the back, where you're like, I appreciate what you're doing right now, but I really gotta go. You know what I mean? So like, it doesn't bother.
Wait, I'm blocking traffic for you and your pregnant wife.
Yeah, that's just a metaphor. But it's just like. It wouldn't matter if I didn't have something important to, like, do. So, like, when we're just having leisurely conversation, it's fine and it's fun when you add all your fun examples and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's, like, something, like, I really got to convey an idea and you're like, and then the chilies and then, you know, when the quesadilla comes out and you know what I mean? And you're like, please stop this analogy so I can finish. You know what I mean?
Fair.
And here's the thing is that this shouldn't stress you out because we love you. You know?
Cam just frowned right away.
Cameron, confirm that we love her?
Nope. This is not what I was asking for. Next slide.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
This Wait, is one that's...
Whose body is this?
It's my head
I got that part.
On a dancer's body.
Okay,
just... And he's doing some sort of like cool hip dance. So this is another thing that stresses me out. I'm really thinking about this. Quit reading ahead.
I'm sorry.
Group dances, like the Cupid Shuffle, I think to myself, I've had plenty of time to WikiHow this dance and practice the moves, but here I am yet again, completely clueless, and everyone else is synchronized and happy.
This one confuses me.
Why?
Because if it was like Footloose or something,
mm-hmm.
where the instructions aren't in the song,
mm-hmm.
this would make sense.
I want you to
know...
But
the instructions are in Cupid Shuffle.
One of my best friends, Michaela, when we went to Nashville together, she wanted everybody to be able to two-step.
Yeah.
What is it called? Line dance?
Mm-hmm.
Line dance with her. And she had an instructor come to the apartment we were staying in.
Right.
And that lady was a teacher. I don't know if she was a good one. I just am so bad at dancing. She taught us for 2 hours. I couldn't get it. She recorded us and I wouldn't watch it back. And then we were supposed to go out that night and do it, and I was like...
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is, that makes sense to me, because in Footloose, none of the words are, do a spin. You know what I mean?
But in the Cupid Shuffle?
It's to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right,
to
the
right. Yeah, but what about when it's like, now do your thing? What's my thing?
It's do your thing.
But what would mine be? I need somebody to WikiHow me that.
No one can tell you what your thing is.
Somebody's gotta.
No, then you wouldn't be following the directions.
So you just freestyle?
Hold on. Allie, get up and do whatever you think your thing would be.
Allie, do your thing right now.
Hey. Mm-mm.
Do your thing.
I think it would be, do your basic white woman dance that you like to do. It would be that.
Yeah, that's your thing?
Yeah.
No, because I just did it. That's my thing.
Well, I had to see it. I had to review it really quick.
And that's what I think it really is I think that you're afraid to express yourself on the dance floor.
Damn.
You gotta let the music flow through you, and you have to speak for the music.
I like dancing.
It sounds like you don't.
I don't like it when it's like, and one, two, three, but
if you can't pick Do Yo Thing.
I know, but like if there's so many things to pick from, and that only comes up in the song so many times, how do you pick from the Rolodex of...
The problem is that you're not letting the music flow through you. You're not being the puppet to the music's ventriloquist.
Okay.
What is the Charlie Brown? That's what I've...
Oh my God, I can do the Charlie Brown.
Is it this?
No, it's where you like rock back and forth on your like heel and toe.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like they do when they're dancing.
Charlie Brown, like that?
Yeah, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. They taught me that in P.E.
Really? We did dances in P.E. too.
And we had to waltz, and I had to waltz with a boy.
Was he cuter than me?
No. He was the same boy that we, I mean, respectfully, he's fine. I just was a 10-year-old, and I was not romantically interested in anyone at that time. No one. You were a very handsome young man, guy that I'm about to talk about. It's the same guy that he dressed up in the bologna suit, and we auditioned for the Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial together.
Yeah, we've heard about him.
Yeah.
You were pretty tight-knit with that fella.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyways, feel like you can get over this one pretty quickly. Just follow the directions. You know?
Great.
Is that not what you're looking for? Should I not be giving you advice on these?
I'm not looking for solutions. I'm just looking for listening ears and kind hearts.
Okay. I understand. Okay. I hear you. And I see you.
Next one is noticing that the only food option at an event is perishable food that has been sitting out longer than 2 hours at room temp. And then you have to think about the risk of foodborne illnesses versus the social risk of someone commenting that you're not eating. And then you think you're doing the right thing by being honest. But instead of understanding, they involve others who coerce you to live a little by eating lukewarm dip that everyone at the event has touched.
I think my headphones cut out. Can you read that again?
Nope.
Okay.
I think about this like too much.
And you're objectively right about this. And I'm gonna leave it at that.
This is just a listening portion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're right about this, and people shouldn't pressure you and to live a little. Should you live a little bit? It's up in the air right now.
It's up in the air right now.
Jury's still out on whether you should live a little, but they definitely shouldn't coerce you.
What stresses you out?
The
holidays are a stressful time for some people.
I was thinking more like racism.
Stresses you out?
Gender inequality. Hungriness. For the children.
Hungriness for the children.
Yeah. And stuff like that stresses me out.
Man, you have a lot of weight on your shoulders there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
I just carry it all, you know.
Yep. Carrying some right there might need a...
No. I feel like the hungry problem, I think we could solve pretty quickly.
The hungry problem?
Yeah.
Like people, like hungry people?
Yeah.
Being fed?
Yeah.
How would you do it?
Send them food. Step one, send them food. Step two.
How would you pay for it?
How do they pay for anything?
What do you mean?
Here's what I would do. Genuinely, here's what I would do. You ready for this? You're not going to like this, okay? But this is what I would do. I would do actually, maybe I shouldn't. I would do a private prison.
What? Stop.
Do a farm, and then the people get a reduced sentence if they work at this farm and send food to hungry children.
Do they get paid minimum wage while they do it?
They get reduced sentence. How much sentence being reduced is worth minimum wage to you? Like, let's say you have 10 years in prison. How much would have to get cut off for it to be equivalent value of minimum wage?
I think we'd have to calculate. I mean, you could literally calculate that.
Oh, you're talking about purely about the man hours?
Yeah, isn't it 1880 that people work in a regular year? And then you multiply that times minimum wage, and then...
You choose to get minimum wage for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Or you can work with no money for X money years. How many years would make you choose that one versus taking money?
Well, what's tough is with the reduced sentence and then not being able to, like, save money or do anything like that is once you get out, what resources do you have? And then there's, like, a higher rate of recidivism.
That is facts.
Where, like, if I at least was getting paid, then I would be able to stash that away.
Do some savings. Then, yeah, give them minimum wage. Give them a little bit more. Give them a little bit more than minimum wage. Give them $16.50. Confirmed?
So who would get minimum if prisoners are getting more than the minimum?
High schoolers.
What?
High schoolers.
High schoolers add less value to the workforce than...
Yeah, what are they doing?
Incarcerated people?
Working at McDonald's, making everyone fucking chunky monkeys. While we're trying to solve world hunger? Seems a little counterproductive. If I had to say. I don't know. That's why I'm not the fucking president, you know?
I wish you were.
Can you imagine a Gen Z president? Briler.
I'm stressed about it.
President 53 is going to be named Briler Jackson.
I'm so nervous that, like, the one Gen Z that's going to be able to have, like, the ability to run for president and, like, the cash flow to do so is going to be some insufferable dick.
But also, I don't understand how any Gen Z is going to make it out without being, like, canceled in some way. Like, every Gen Z person has sent, like, a questionable meme to their friend.
Do you think that's true?
I mean, really. Like, I know guys who are, like... There's one dude, actually, I knew. I worked with him at Whataburger. He was extremely Christian, and he was, like, a Eagle Scout, and he volunteered. He didn't curse. Stuff like that. And then you'd be sitting with him at the break, and he'd be like, look at this meme. And it was, like, you know...
Bad stuff?
Bad stuff. And you're like, damn, dude. And he's like, that's funny, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, I guess. But, but like, other than that, he was, like, a completely, like... I was like, he's most likely to be...
I think by the time that Gen Z comes around and, you know, they're 35 plus or whatever the age limit is then, I think there's going to be a different culture around that.
Sure.
Like, I think totally people are going to be like, people are people and you live and you learn. And
especially when we're the majority and oldest people, I think we're all going to be like, yeah, we knew what we did.
Yeah.
Do you have a person in mind that you think would be most likely to be president? That's your age?
Yeah.
What qualities do they have?
I'm thinking of Leanne Hewitt.
Firsty lasty.
Woo! Well, she's Googleable, you know?
Oh.
And she's like, okay, so first of all, she's a really, really good human being.
Great.
All around, have nothing to complain about. She's very steadfast in what she believes in, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't always agree on everything, but that's like fine. We always can find some sort of, you know. God, she's good at talking to everybody, and she's an Olympian, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's the powerlifter.
Yeah.
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 That's awesome.
So she just, like, she knows what it takes to, like, have to do something that's tough and like, rise up against the,
sure,
you know.
Yeah. Love it.
You don't know somebody like that?
I knew the Christian dude. Not that he's, like, particularly, like, strong or anything, but, like, just that he's, like, the most professional guy, and he kind of always has
But he's not an Olympian like Leanne?
He is not an Olympian, though. He does have his merit badge.
Okay.
Could be like Eagle Scout.
Thank you for his service.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, vote for Leanne, 2040, whatever.
God, this dude that I'm talking about, he did, like, some mission trip or something, and they had to take a ship across the ocean or something like that.
I had to take a ship earlier.
Come on.
I'm so sorry.
And he showed me this video of him on the boat, and they, like, went into, like, this storm, and it was the type of, like, big waves where your boat comes up and you can't see the water anymore because you're, like, pointed up, and then when you come down, you go under the water and back up.
Yeah.
And he was showing me this video. He's like, yeah, that was crazy. I'm like, dude, how are you, like, normal after that, you know?
Excuse me. Would you elect him just because of his calm under pressure?
How many presidents have been elected because of their skills in the Navy, you know?
Have we even had a president who was in the Navy?
Yeah, I thought Bush was...
Bush was like a cheerleader or something at Texas A&M.
No, one of the Bushes was a
naval
fighter pilot.
Aviator?
Yeah.
I think... No way it was George W.
It might have been the older one.
It's got to be H. Dubs.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush.
They were all in the Navy.
Yes.
Wow.
Often called the Six Sailor President.
Six sailors.
Six, seven.
so, yeah. You know, I think that gives them some experience to
go back. I don't know, like being a cooler branch.
No, but here, no. Listen to me about this one. I think if I had to pick a branch of the military for a president to be, I would pick the Navy, because in their speeches, they would do a bunch of badass maritime metaphors.
Go ahead. No, come up with one. You're president.
When the waves of the sea are frothy, listen to yo poppy. You know?
That's a near rhyme. That was pretty good.
Cool maritime metaphor.
Hey, this group over here didn't hear what you said. Can you give them one? Mr. President, over there.
Over here?
Yeah.
But wait, am I looking into your camera that can't see me, or am I looking at the main?
I don't care where you look. I just want you to come okay. up with another one.
When the coral,
this is going well,
scrapes bottom. Cut this. but cool, you know, you do a metaphor from any other branch of government for a president to say. Do the army.
Can I do one that you said the other day and never explained?
I'm nervous about it, but yeah.
Things that stress Scotty out.
Yeah, things that stress Scotty out. Allie being like, remember when you did this crazy embarrassing thing?
No. I don't know. I was asking you something about a color of something, and he just looks at me dead in my face and says, orange is just pain leaving the body.
Oh, I know exactly what that was about.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's my army one. You can just say blank is pain leaving the body, and then it's, yeah.
Yeah, but which would play better in the polls? The maritime stuff or just the orange thing?
Everyone loves a sailor and all those sea shanties. They even have events at bars now where you can go
sing sea shanties?
Yeah.
We got to go to one of those.
I'm not going to that.
Why? You don't know any?
I just don't do well with like group singing and dancing.
I know you don't. And I feel bad for you about that. You're missing out a little bit, I think.
Am I?
Yeah, we should go dance. Come on, let's dance. Remember that?
No.
That was Emma Stone at the Oscars trying to coerce Ryan Gosling to come dance with her.
Did he?
But it was like ironic. She was doing a joke. She's like, she's so good, like the flamboyant kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very physical.
Yeah. She's okay with like sitting in the awkwardness, you know? You think you're good at that?
I was practicing it right now, and then you interrupted it.
And also, this just in, this is a Tail Whip fact check. Scotty lied about Ryan Gosling. It was actually Jonah Hill.
Fuck!
You're always lying. Lying, Scotty.
Dude, I thought it was about La La Land.
Live fact checks over here.
Thanks, you. Hey,
thanks, Cam.
I'm honestly not mad about that one. That's a good fact to get wrong, I think.
Can we start fact checking everything he says?
Please, God, no. Please, God. He says a lot of things.
Yeah.
You want to gamble?
Yeah, let's gamble. Let's chug this thing along.
Chug this thing along. Yeah. God, they have Plinko. I love Plinko.
No, let's not do Plinko. Should we do high low?
No, let's pick the game you want to play.
Plinko's not going to play well on camera. All right, fine. Let's do a Plinko.
No, don't. We're doing
Plinko. All right.
Hell
yeah. If you click X here and then just click on the picture, not the little arrow that popped up. There you go.
Did you ever watch The Price is Right?
No.
Oh, okay.
So bring it up to $1 and then go difficulty high and then rose 16. This is the most extreme. So if we get the very corner, we can get 1,000. and if we get the middle, we're going to go down to 20 cents.
Okay.
So this is actually pretty cool. Honestly, this might play really well. I think you might be right, Allie.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm scared. And it dropped, and it's headed straight down the middle, and we lost.
No.
That was. Let's put the 20 cents in there. Let's see if we can win. Yeah, we can put the 20 cents there. See if we can win 1,000. What's 1,000 times 26? Is that 200?
200.
And start off a little right. Now it's in the middle. Now it's in the middle. And we lost. Okay. This is actually a pretty good alternative to blackjack, I think. I think you were on
something. Thank you for letting
here.
Me play Plinko. What?
Oh, Cameron's inspecting element.
Hacking? Oh. Exit. Yeah. Did you say you're hacking?
Oh, God. Bro's hacking. Should we do 4 cents?
Are you going to talk about the app you're making at all? Or no? Are you betting?
All right.
Stop.
Okay.
Go ahead. Put the penny in.
Yeah, the penny, I guess.
Damn.
All right.
How did we?
One time I hit a 32X on a Plinko one time.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was in. Yeah, you don't want to hear this, but I was in like class.
Playing on your phone?
On my laptop, yeah.
Why?
You know how it is.
You gotta pay attention.
But I was doing 50 cent Plinkos, and I had like only like $5 in the account, and I 32x'd it. It was pretty. It was hard. You know what the most difficult thing ever is? Is when your teacher's lecturing and you have to.
What was she teaching about that day?
Yep. I don't want to tell you. You're gonna be mad at me when I tell you.
Oh, you do know?
Yeah, it was really recent.
What was it?
I just don't want to tell you.
Well, now you.
It was when I was in New Jersey for the flight training.
All right.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. Well, we should just make this podcast go forever so she can't be mad at me. It was, here's what it was.
You were supposed to be
no, here's what
learning how to I'll teach you, people how to fly metal tubes through the sky.
Here's what it was, is we were teaching each other. Like, we'd already gone through most of the thing, and it was just like, okay, get up and now teach everyone else your lesson. And so it wasn't the teacher that was up there. It was future teachers practicing teaching.
That and, still and could have been.
That's more for them. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry about it. I am sorry about it.
Your justification's kind of, but
no, I mean, like, we were like,
no, but you can learn from other people and the critiques that they get too, and the wins that they get, all that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. Oh well.
Will you learn to forgive me?
Will I learn to forgive you? Mm-hmm.
We getting food after this?
Yo, what are we getting?
Rizwich.
I'm not getting a fucking Rizwich.
Yeah, me fucking either. How's that fresco?
Brioche. What are we gonna eat? And don't say Rizwich. What are we gonna eat?
I don't know. I always say barbecue. We used to do barbecue all the time. Probably shouldn't do that though.
Different girl. I don't remember ever doing barbecue with you.
I'm just kidding. I don't remember ever doing barbecue with me. We used to. We did it like after the.
What's your favorite barbecue? Like your favorite?
I can't tell the difference between the two, or between all the different variations. Like, I'll eat a barbecue in a city and I'll be like, this is good barbecue, but I won't be like, yo, yes, this is Alabama.
Do you have, like, a favorite thing that you eat when you go to a barbecue restaurant?
Pulled pork sandwich.
And where's your favorite one that you've eaten?
I don't eat it that often.
Okay.
You know?
Dang. I don't know. Maybe I just... Do I?
I just can't tell the difference.
Do I know ball? I just know barbecue better than
that? You're probably a big barbecue head.
Yeah.
I think people get so weird about stuff like that, where... They're like, no, this city's better. This city's better. Like,
it is though,
but I mean, just meat with sauce.
It's not. It's not. When I traveled playing soccer as a kid, that was a thing my dad and I would do together. Is we would travel when we had to travel to a new city. If there was barbecue you can get anywhere,
mm-hmm.
In the southeast at least, we would stop and try the different ones, and you could like definitely tell like certain characteristics in certain areas and like certain like flavor profiles and
yeah.
Some people just cook better than others too. Right. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Man, I'm sad. Let's go get barbecue because we need to like.
We gotta go try some stuff.
Brush up your barbecue knowledge.
Yeah, I don't eat as many foods as I like to eat. I think I get stuck on like I eat the same stuff all the time. You know.
What foods do you want to eat that you haven't been?
I want to try escargot.
What foods do you want to eat that we can afford?
You're just
like, I've eaten all the things that the simpletons can eat.
I mean, you know what I really
boost
don't like?
Me up a level.
Crazy hot take. I don't like steak houses and stuff like that. I don't like steak.
Well, you don't like steak because you choke a lot,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I used to, yeah.
You just choked 2 months ago on an airplane ride. I'm not getting into it. You can think what you want. You had difficulty swallowing, so whatever. And a lot of choking. Oh, my God. Can you look up the facts about men choking in steakhouses?
Is a lot.
I feel like oh, my God. I'm burping. I'm so sorry. I feel like I remember this from nursing school that they were talking about, like, if you're going to know the Heimlich in one place,
steakhouse.
Make sure that it's that you know it before you go to a steakhouse.
Yeah, because steak is famously a choky food.
Yeah. And men famously, when they're choking, instead of being like, hey, could somebody like. Get this knot lodged in my throat. They'll just go to the bathroom and die.
Yeah. Men, when they choke, it's not like, how do I stop choking? It's like, what's the best place for me to die right now?
That's why I was so scared when you on the airplane were choking.
Was
as it? I thought you were choking because your face was purple.
Yep.
And the veins were popping out of your head.
Right.
You made a beeline for the bathroom. So I was like, oh, he's going in there to die.
Yeah.
And like, I was kind of mad at you because I was like, he could ask for help.
I'm not asking for the Heimlich on an airplane.
But that's what I'm saying. Is he would. This is why people. Okay. Cam, what you got?
I can't find any
specific stats about like steakhouses, but I'm looking.
Hmm.
You're not a fan of steak though?
No, it doesn't do anything for me. It
what?
Here's can I really tell you what I think it is?
Yeah, sorry, I'm like having trouble with your opinion.
I truly think that I'm like a carb addict, like crazy person.
And you'd much rather have the potatoes than the meat?
Right. It's like when I eat foods and they don't have sugar in them, it doesn't do what I wanted the food to do. You know what I mean? Like if I just ate cottage cheese and peanut butter, like how you eat, which is like, I assume is very healthy. Like that's a balanced meal, maybe.
Yeah, it's protein and healthy fats.
Right.
And
if I ate that, it would make me super upset that I wasted a meal and didn't get my little rush.
There's sugar in peanut butter.
That it doesn't do it for me, you know?
There's like a lot of sugar in peanut butter.
Is there really?
Yeah.
It still feels to be very rounded off and like very like flat. And I want it to be sharp on my body.
You want the Sour Patch Kids to scrape the roof of your mouth as well.
I don't
you're
mean
saying.
Physically smart, physically sharp.
You're I saying mean, Kiki like, and boba flavors?
Yeah.
So steak is what to you?
Anything that doesn't have sugar, like a big amount of sugar.
Is he okay?
It's boba and it's like I wasted my whole meal doing this, you know?
I think that's a you problem.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. No, that's what I'm saying is like I think something's wrong with my relationship with food or something. Where
doesn't have enough sugar.
Exactly. Like I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like you know what? You know Local Provisions, I get the chicken Caesar wrap.
Yeah.
Terrible. Not good. But the ranch or the Caesar dressing or whatever they put inside there. You know what I mean? Where it's like
you're buying that for some sugary.
Exactly. It's like
condiment.
It's
that's
like
on
everything
it?
Else that's not the sauce is like, all right, I'm just eating this so that I can get the sauce.
Is it just like the fries at Zaxby's where you just shovel in the honey mustard
same
sauce?
Same exact thing. I don't like Zaxby's chicken. I don't even really like Zaxby's fries, but the Zaxby's fries are good at one thing, and that's shoveling the most amount of honey mustard
this
in
is
my
disgusting.
Mouth. And like sometimes I'll get done with a meal and I'll feel like I feel yucky, you know?
I would too if I had a vat of honey mustard.
No, not about that. I'm saying like that I look at a full food of plate of food and I go, there's only 3% of this that I want.
Are you? I'm like learning that you're a picky eater. Are you a picky eater?
No, I'm not a picky eater. Like, I think picky eaters are like.
That sounds super.
No. Picky eaters won't order something. You know what I mean? I'll get fucking broccoli and I'll eat the broccoli, but only to make myself feel better about what I actually want. You know what I mean?
No.
And broccoli.
I love how broccoli tastes.
It can be very good, but you gotta crisp that shit up. I don't know.
If you put sugar
on it. If you
put
sugar on it. You know?
I don't know, man.
So.
I trust you and
I just don't know what
like
to
you.
Do. I just don't know what to do to make my life like easier in that regard. You know?
We'll work on it. 2026.
Do you have any tips for me?
You probably need to stop consuming so much refined sugar because it's probably telling your brain that you need it.
Yeah.
Oh well.
And that's what life is, folks. All the stuff that you want to do and all the stuff that makes you happy, you can't do it. You know?
Damn.
You want to sniff the gasoline at the gas station? Can't. Even though it feels really good.
Sniff it like out of the jug?
No, not like huff it. Obviously don't do that. But like if you just like to stand in the area that gasoline is because you like the smell, you're not supposed to like stand there for a prolonged period of time. Like you're not supposed to enjoy the smell of the gasoline for too long.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know about that. A lot about that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're saying like give like a personal story or something involving that.
I do.
With sniffing gasoline.
Like kind of, right? I told on a like I reported it to the CDC when an elementary school here was built on top of leaking petroleum tanks and those kids were sniffing gasoline fumes all day long and coming in with asthma.
Yeah, but they weren't doing it because they liked it. Like the kids didn't walk outside and go, this smells amazing.
No, but some people do like the smell of it and then they don't know that it's like hazardous.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I do remember all that. Sorry, I just didn't put the pieces
all
together.
That. You're going to end up in a study.
Yeah. I don't want it though.
You know, and then we're going to have to write a paper about you.
You ever heard the thing about like for some reason men their default is to go like live off the grid. Like when their life is like less than what they want it to be, they're like, yeah, I should just go live on an island or something.
Yeah.
And then women are like
searching for a community and
they're like
want to rebuild.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Men should just stop being quitters.
Isn't it sad that like men and women are so different and we're supposed to like intermingle our whole lives? You know what I mean? It's like evolutionarily, like what's the purpose of all the conflict between men and women?
I think that women are supposed to be the ones in the tribe who say, don't you think you should grab your brother to hold that ladder? And then you live longer, and then it's helpful evolutionarily when women are around to go, hey, you're about to do something really, really dangerous. Maybe do it this way. And then they go, okay.
Yeah, but wouldn't we be better? Wouldn't men be better if we just listened?
Mm-hmm.
So what evolutionarily, like, why would we have that disconnect?
Why don't I listen is basically what you're saying.
No, it's not even like...
Why do we have that disconnect?
Yeah.
Like, because you're in a society that I'm not trying to get like preachy and burn a bra or anything, but like you're in a society that overwhelmingly tells you that a lot of women only have worth when they're of a certain age and have a certain, you know, fall into a certain beauty standard. There's not a lot of women out there that are like being listened to, you know, like name.
No, literally, that's my question is why aren't we like that? Why aren't we listening to each other? That's literally my question.
Because of the patriarchy. I just told you I didn't want to burn a bra or anything, but now I have to use that catchphrase that certain people have.
So do you think
sensationalized
little boys and girls come out of the womb like ready to interact with each other to the fullest extent, and then culturally they get drifted apart?
No, I think while they're in the womb, we create a huge divide between the two, because what would a gender reveal party be for if we weren't like, this is a boy who loves trucks and this is a little girl who's gonna do bows and talk quietly in the corner with her mom. While the boy, you know, is lifted up and gets to be the captain of something and gets to do this and that. You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, I think we kind of create these narratives for our kids, and then we put them in these roles, and then we're shocked when it's like, oh my God, she won't speak up for herself. It's like, yeah, you told her to be ladylike for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up here.
Yeah.
Where you just go, mm-hmm, and don't listen. And then we have...
Well, because I said, is it like this? And you said, no, it's not like that. And you gave me an example that was literally exactly what I said.
Well,
and that's the point that I'm making, is why don't we talk, like, why don't men and women like click? And then I said, is it because we're supposed to click and then culture divides us apart?
You know, I guess you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just kind of sad, you know? We should get better at that, guys.
What would you do to fix it?
What it genuinely takes is to, like, every time... Like you, every time you say something, I gotta like take an actual second and like consider all possibilities before responding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just effort. You know,
yeah, I think it's also like in situations where we're around different leaders, maybe at a meeting that we've been to. This could be a hypothetical, or it could be an actual example. I don't know. And like where a man is saying that like I don't know what I'm talking about, and that they can take away our rights for voting, and that. They should be able to remember. You remember this? It's actually not hypothetical. Yeah. It's an actual thing that happened.
Yeah.
And then he questioned if I knew the phonetic alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those kind of situations where the guys who do have a seat at the table have to be like, "Hey, you can't talk to that bitch that way." And then the bitch is like, "Yeah." Or in that case, I'd be like, "Yeah, don't."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if everybody stays quiet and keeps letting people like that talk, then the thing that you're saying is going to persist.
Right, but the thing that I'm saying, never mind, we're gonna get off this. We'll get on to something else. Yeah, we should all just live in harmony. You know what I mean? Everyone work to understand each other the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the message of the See You Later podcast, is be kind to your neighbor.
What do you want people to understand about you?
That's a deep question. I don't know. Damn. Figure out what you want yourself. Figure out what you need to understand about yourself.
Cameron, what do you want people to understand about you?
He's mouthing into the microphone. Yeah, I think it's cut out. I think
I'm gonna...
That's pretty good.
Cry.
Has anything happened in the news this past week?
There was some more follow-up on the whole Netflix and Warner Brothers drama.
What follow-up was there?
A lot of people are claiming that this is like the downfall of movie theaters, like the final nail in the coffin.
Mm-hmm. I have heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate to see it go, you know? I wonder what they're going to... They have to know that people are concerned about that, and they have to be making, like, steps to prevent it, right?
What do you think they're doing, though?
Still releasing movies in theaters and stuff? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have a Netflix theater, you know? Do that.
They have the Netflix... There was something in Vegas.
Yeah, it was a restaurant.
Cafe or something.
It was weird. It was like the dishes were, like, themed out of... Yeah, the Netflix
show. Do they, like, change it based on, like, what's...
I don't know.
Like, popular?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. What's a Netflix exclusive meal that you would want to eat and a Netflix exclusive meal that you would not want to eat?
Would want to eat? Oh gosh. I can't think of a single Netflix movie right now.
Stranger Things.
Steve Harrington's whatever. McDonald's meal.
Mm-hmm. Squid Games.
Yeah, maybe an ice cream sundae from season 3 of Stranger Things.
That's a great pull. Great, absolute great pull.
Waffles.
I would not want to have a Demogorgon.
Yeah. I was thinking it was Netflix, but I think it's Apple TV. I was going to say, I don't want any HDP from Pluribus.
Ooh, spoilers for Pluribus, guys. If you don't know what HDP is, don't look it up. Man, that show is, it's really hitting its stride, I think. I think we're almost there to some.
You just said the other day you didn't think it was. Did you change your mind?
I think it's just coming. I think it's about to get there.
Did you read something online that changed your mind?
My mind isn't changed. I'm still waiting for something to happen, and I think we're getting there. That's all I'm saying.
Where do you think we're going? So this isn't a spoiler. If you are watching it, we are strictly just guessing what we think could happen.
I think that,
and trying to minimize how much you spoil.
You're right. So obviously you find out in the first episode there's an alien thing that came down and made all people into a hive mind, mm-hmm. except a certain amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like our main character, who is still an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron theorizes that the hive mind is like...
Why can't Cameron tell us?
Evil. Cameron thinks they're doing some nefarious stuff.
I do too.
Separate than just taking over the world.
I do too.
I don't think so. I think they've set it up. They've explained the rules pretty tight, where these are the rules. You know, we're not doing anything nefarious. We're just trying
to... But why did they stop her from breaking rules?
What rules did she break?
We can't spoil it, but she tried to break the ultimate rule. And then everybody was sad about it.
Oh, because they were put in danger.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just a protective organism, protecting themselves, doing their own thing.
Do you think it's a living organism, or do you think it's something...
By definition, it's living, right?
If you guys aren't watching this, what's your quick Cliff's Notes succinct description of Pluribus on Apple TV?
Hive mind takes over. Some people are not a part of the hive mind. Oh, very few. Our main character is pissed about it. She wants to reverse it. The other guys are not pissed about it. They don't really
care. And she's really pissed because she lost her wife.
Yes.
And she's a writer, but she seems pretty innovative and whatnot.
Right. Very smart lady, but she's also very like pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
She's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really struggling to adapt to this new life. What I'm hoping for the show is to involve some more mystery adventure on how she can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
What I am not hoping for is further like cliffhangers that lead to nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you thought it was a bit slow.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, I like it. I'm going to watch the whole damn thing. It is objectively a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I just think my TikTok brain wants...
You're like, give
wants
me
to know what's going on.
Info. Okay.
You know?
That's fair.
What would you do if you were last man on Earth? Like Hive Mind, like how Carol is.
Last man or like Carol who has...
Like Carol.
Excuse me.
Like it's like pretty much last man. Like she's the only person in America that's individual.
I would... I'd be nervous to work with them.
Work with them how?
Like the hive.
Like how would you work with them?
In any capacity. There's a piece of me that might want to like hull up and be like a a shut in and just be like, I'm going to live my time.
What would you be nervous about?
Huh?
What would you be nervous about?
They obliterated everything around me.
So being like
not physically, but like all the people I know.
Yeah.
Huh?
You just don't want to become part of the hive.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I can't, like, that's like the enemy, right? If they took out your loved ones, you can't be like, yeah, I ended up going with them.
Yeah. Would you be mad at a tiger for eating your wife?
Would I be mad at a tiger for eating my wife?
Uh-huh. Would you be like, that damn tiger?
No.
That's kind of how I see it, is like, it's its own.
I might be mad at my wife for getting in a situation where she's getting eaten by a tiger.
Damn straight. Keep your wife on a leash.
Go home.
I'm doing a joke.
Okay, what is it?
That's kind of how I see it, is I was like, I don't really see them as the enemy. I see them as like, you know, they're doing their own thing. And it's like, damn, it sucks that we're all put on this thing together, you know?
But you don't think they're the, just because that's not the point of what they're doing. A lot of people died. Yes, by Carol, but also they died because they could get affected by one person. You know what I mean?
But in the same way that you wouldn't be mad at the tiger for eating your wife.
But if you had the choice to have the tiger in your dining room or the tiger outside, you would pick the tiger outside.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Bars.
Not me, though. I'd have all these motherfuckers acting. I'd be playing basketball games. I'd be winning Super Bowls.
With the tigers?
Yeah.
I'd have a theme park fully loaded up, and then they just have to get out of my way when I walk up to the ride.
Yeah. Oh, you would make them wait in the line?
I would want like all the lines, the full aesthetic of like a busy day, and then everyone just like has to watch me.
That's pretty good.
And they don't get on with me. I just get my whole roller coaster to myself.
Additional detail is I want a kid to be in the line, and the kid tugs on the mom and goes, why does that guy get to go ahead? That's what I want. That's pretty sick.
And what'd she say back?
And the mom says, some people are just better than us, you know?
I'd have 50 people taking pictures of me and asking for my autograph every time I left
my house. All the time. Yep. I would sell out
of some sort.
I would sell out Madison Square Garden and then just make them laugh at everything I say.
That's sickening.
Chant my name, flash their flashlights and do this. You know? No. What would you do? Hole up?
Probably hole up.
Yeah. Would you accept their food?
Probably not.
Oh, so you're going full like that one guy.
Peanut butter and cottage cheese or whatever.
Allie would just make 5 of them play poker with her.
Yes.
That is true.
But it would be offsuit. She wouldn't invite them over. She'd just play online.
A piece of me wonders if the show is like, there's a part of it that feels like vegan propaganda. And then there's like a part of it that feels like, I don't know, like that there's other things that they're trying to be like.
Well, that's interesting that you say that.
Like AI. I feel like there's an AI bit to it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's interesting that you say that because I take it the exact opposite, where it's okay that this group of people doesn't do this thing and it's okay that you do this thing. So there's no propaganda leaning one way or the other. It's everyone do your own shit. Be nice to each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of my whole, my 2026 vibe is be nice to each other, you know?
I'm excited for that one.
You excited?
Yeah.
I'm going to start helping old ladies across the street. How often are people helping old ladies across the street? That feels like a cartoon thing. I've never seen an old lady like that. I'm like, she needs help.
Well, that's because they started to feel like it was unsafe because people stopped helping them. So then they started hauling up.
Damn, it was like a chicken and the egg, you know?
Yeah. So then now they're at home alone. I think
there should be like, you know how there used to be like YouTube prank channels?
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be that where people just do kind deeds, but like to the wrong group of people.
What?
Where you like hand out turkeys on Thanksgiving to like middle class people,
gosh.
You know? And you help like 30-year-old women across the street. Like you're technically doing a nice thing, but like not really. We should start that. Go ahead.
No, you just made me think about one time I was trying to do like a really nice thing because there was like this young kid in this group that we were hanging out with summertime when I was like 14, 15. And he was like, I'm really, really hungry. And I was like, oh, I have stuff to make muffins at home. And so like I went home, made muffins, brought them back, took a little hour break to breathe, be by myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he eats it. He was like, this is so good. And his older brother walks up and he was like, oh, what's in these muffins? And there was like eggs in it and they were like Hare Krishna and they couldn't eat. And so I was like, oh God, did I just
damn them to hell?
Yeah. Like I was like, it was kind of one of those moments where I'm like, oh, you can think you're doing something so nice. Right. And then you're like,
I got a similar one of those. Mm-hmm. Not as bad though.
Mine's bad. I've had a kid.
No,
where,
it was
where was his parents?
It was an accident. God would understand. You know.
Yeah.
I was like family friends with this like girl that was like younger than me, maybe like 5 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still young kids and we're hanging out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she had an Elf on the Shelf and I didn't know the rules of Elf on a Shelf. And we were like decorating like this thing. And I was like,
should we say what the rules are for those who
yes,
don't?
You're not supposed to touch them or move them.
Or it like ruins the magic and then.
And Christmas gets ruined forever. And for like, I had no idea it was that high stakes, you know? So we're decorating this thing for Christmas. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool if we moved Elf on the Shelf over here. And she sees me move this Elf on the Shelf and starts like screaming, crying. And she was like, nah, Christmas is ruined. I'm like, that's the rules? What are you guys doing to these kids, you know?
Oh, no.
But I was like, no, it's only going to affect Christmas for me. Like, it was an accident.
So
I
you were old enough to
rules.
Like try to.
Yeah, I think I was maybe like 11 or something.
I believed in Santa at 11.
I can't remember a time where I ever believed in Santa, but I can remember a time where I like pretended to believe in Santa. Isn't that interesting?
I feel that. I was questioning around 11. I was trying to like set up booby traps.
You
and,
were Santa
and
curious?
Like that. Yeah. I was.
Did you do booby traps?
I would like try to stay up late and like try to take photos and things like that with like a disposable camera and then have to explain to my mom why I want to get stuff developed and.
Right.
Yeah. And it would just be pictures of my living room blank.
Mm-hmm. I like that there was like 3 years where you didn't have that part of your brain that could like not sleep and like figure something out. Cause like I remember 3 years in a row, I was like, I'm figuring it out. Wake up at 8 and I'm like, God damn it.
I think
that was me.
Wait a whole nother year.
Yes.
If I have kids, I'm going to do like the most elaborate thing
to prove that Santa's real.
To them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to, like, make security cam footage with Santa.
If you're a kid watching this, by the way, Santa's real. But also, don't watch this because we say bad words. But
yeah.
Nice.
You know, Santa's real.
But if he's not in there, he's real.
You know, I'm gonna hire actors and stuff. I'm going to take security camera footage and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, my aunt did a really good one.
She did?
For her daughter, she... I guess, like... Her daughter asked Santa for a specific baby doll and then they got her the baby doll. And then I think another family member had gotten them the baby doll. So like she woke up and had the baby doll from Santa. And then the same day got another one. And she was like, oh, he must be real because like you guys didn't do it. Like he brought his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like that sold her for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty
clutch. That's how this happened in like the 70s and they explained that to me in the 90s and 2000s to like sell it to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It worked.
Oral tradition going down.
Yeah. Does it even make sense? Sorry.
I think so.
Because now as I said it, I was like, wait, why did I buy that? Not the toy, the story.
Yeah. Kids are cool. You know, they'll just start believing you and stuff.
What?
I mean, they are like, I mean, like your kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
you could tell your kids stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My dad used to call. He had a funny name for something. Ah, whatever.
Osmo Cosby.
Yeah. He used to call avocados Osmo Cosby. And I wasn't so young that I believed that that's what they were called.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I would call him that. You know, so I was like up to like 17 years old being like, you know, Osmo Cosby's and like chuckling to myself and everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
In that same vein, I worked at Whataburger and we had to like prepare salads and like hand out salads with dressings.
Right.
And we had balsamic dressing and me and my friend, we got everyone in the store to start calling it balsamic.
Balsamic,
and we got in trouble. Like it got to the point where like even the not cool employees, like the ones that are like lame and like snitches and stuff, like even those guys were calling it balsamic. And they're like, you guys gotta stop doing this.
You know? Was it like a formal letter?
No, it was more of a stern talking to. I had to talk to a manager on her smoke break. You know when the manager brings you out on her smoke break, it's fucking serious, dude.
Never happened to me.
Never?
Mm-mm. I was a good kid.
Did you ever fake being a smoker so you could get a smoke break?
Yes. Many years in the food industry when I was waiting tables.
Awesome.
Until I finally just was like, I should try one of these. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah. I had this friend that was pretty young, like 16, smoking cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was a myth. I was like, how do you even start doing that?
At 16?
Yeah.
I smoked cigarettes at 16.
Yeah, but like, that was before the truth ads came out, you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
We knew it was bad.
Yeah, I knew you knew it was bad. Anyways, I would always like pick on him at like a healthy amount to be like, stop smoking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Concerned for my friend, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little light razz and be like, yeah, probably because all those cigarettes you start smoking, you know, like something like that.
Sure.
And one time we were hanging out and he had his like very little brother with him and I made one of those jokes and I accidentally outed him as a cigarette smoker in front of his little brother.
Oh no.
I felt so bad. So I just be getting myself in all kinds of trouble all the damn time, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of hijinks and stuff. Isn't it weird that some people go like their whole life not getting into trouble?
I don't know, because I met Leanne Hewitt and she's such a good person.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's going to be elected president and she hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
I think she can keep it up too.
But isn't that crazy that it's like not even like.
I just think it's like these people's, it's their first thought is just like, what's the right thing to do? Like I don't even think a lot of them have to like.
But sometimes in my instance.
And if not, they're like really good people.
Right. But in my instance, sometimes that's like, is it the right thing to do to not say anything about your friend smoking cigarettes? Do I buy him a pamphlet? No way that's going to work. You know what I mean? I felt like the razzing thing was like a healthy, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, even the times when I do get in trouble, it's like, sometimes it's like purely good intentions,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's just crazy how some people avoid that entirely.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
I think it is too.
We're just dissecting the themes of the universe on this podcast episode.
Yes.
You got any more other universal themes?
No, I just really, I'm stressed about the group dance part. I don't want that at the wedding. Really, I think that's the thing.
But we instructed the DJ not to do any group dances.
We did?
Yeah, I thought we did.
Oh, good.
Or at least we planned to.
I'm just nervous about
Cupid Shuffle. Are you nervous about the solo dancing?
I'm nervous about all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough.
Just like being like really serious, too. I sometimes be like.
We do not have to be serious. It's our wedding.
And you guys are comedians, so I think people are going to.
Yeah. We'll crack some jokes.
All right.
We got a comedian officiating it. We got a comedian in the party. Comedians in the damn thing.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
In the middle of the ceremony, I'm just going to like grab a mic and do my classic bits, you know?
No.
I'm not going
to. You're not allowed to.
That'd be funny.
No. That'd be funny. Nope.
Why not?
Children and yeah. It's supposed to be this like. What is it called? Like sanctimonious, whatever. Right. I don't know.
What if, you know how like some comedians are like, I hate my wife, guys?
Yeah.
What if the day after our wedding, I start doing I hate my wife jokes? What's the statute of limitations on when you're allowed to become that kind of comedian?
I mean, you can do it the second that you sign the paper.
Okay.
Should you do it?
But just like, I think there has to be some kind of truth to it, you know?
If there's truth to it and it's your truth, you should do it.
I mean, I don't think it's possible to hate your wife one day after marrying her. That
means, never know.
That means that you hated her before and you married a woman that you hated. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I do think it's possible to marry a woman that you love and then like.
Are you worried about having to do the I hate your wife jokes?
No, I just think it's an interesting question. It's like, how long do you have to be married before you're allowed to do the I hate my wife jokes?
How long do you think you're going to be married before you do the I hate your wife
jokes? I don't think I'm ever going to do I hate my wife jokes because I don't hate my wife and I don't plan on hating my wife.
3 months.
But if I was worried about, yeah, three, 2 weeks. If I was worried about it, I think you have to be married 2 years to be qualified to be able to do I hate my wife jokes. And you can do jokes where it's like.
Just so you know, if you do I hate my wife jokes, you might not have a wife to joke about.
But what about like classy ones where it's like. My wife hates that I spill stuff on my t-shirt all the time.
That's not a I hate my wife joke. That's a I'm a clumsy man joke.
Okay. What's a I hate my wife joke?
This bitch is taking too long getting ready, putting on makeup, and all she does is go from a 2 out of 10 to a 2.5 out of 10 or whatever.
Sick burn.
That is a sick burn and also wildly upsetting. I'm never going to do that to you, babe.
I Cameron. Is that a copyright strike? It's been fun.
Yeah. This has been fun. You ready to wrap up?
Yeah. Guys, if you... Oh, we have to do the ad plug, right?
If you have been listening this long, you deserve a Corduroy's beanbag. Any notes you deserve is 30% off of that Corduroy's beanbag.
Yes, if you want 30% off of any of your corduroys.com purchases, you can buy a beanbag. You can buy two beanbags. You can buy a mattress. You can buy a footstool. You can buy a dog bed. All of it, you're going to be able to get 30% off in your cart if you use code TAILWHIP at checkout. Or just go to corduroys.com/TAILWHIP.
Yeah.
Perfect. Guys, this has been a fun episode, really exploring some interesting questions here. We will see you next week. So see you later.
Bye-bye.